Zok the Mishnah Baiter Masechtes Pesachim Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin. When grain grows, so you have the tefuah that comes up, there are different parts of it that have to be taken off. I'm sure you remember that from Masechtes Shabbos. So normally when something grows, you have the outer layer, that's like the hay, and then around the grain there's like a peel that really could be eaten. It's called the husk. In the Lashon of Chazal, it's called mursan. Did you ever eat bran cereal? The mursan is the bran. Now, the mursan was generally used for chicken feed. But the chicken, he wouldn't just eat the mursan. You have to soak it. The problem with soaking it is that it becomes chametz. Even if you would soak it in cold water, and even if you would do it for less than 18 minutes, as the Tiferes Yisrael, once it starts soaking, it's going to become chametz. And therefore, says the Mishnah, once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Ein Shorin as a Mursan, we cannot soak the bran, L'Tarnagolim, for the chickens. Aval Chalten, Chalten means using very hot water, bubbling hot water. Because as long as the water is bubbling hot, it doesn't become chametz. Although the Batanura says nowadays, we don't rely on this heter. You know what else they used to use bran for? They would use it in the bath. It was some type of a cosmetic or something that they used to help smooth out the skin. Zok the Mishnah, not on Pesach. Ha'isha loy sishra esa mursan. A woman may not soak bran. Taylich biyada lemerchitz. To take with her to the bath. Once you soak it, it's going to become chametz. Aval shafahi bivisara yavish. But she could rub it on her skin dry. In other words, she can rub her skin with dry bran. Although a maisa, she may be wet. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. You know, in the times of the Mishnah, they had many different ways of healing things that today we don't have. And they worked very well and very naturally. For example, people used to chew wheat and put it on their wound. The only thing is, you can't do it on Pesach, as the Mishnah concludes. Lo yilos adam chit, and a man may not chew wheat, v'yaniach al makase b'Pesach, and place it on his wound on Pesach. V'yaniach means to place, to put down. Did you learn Perek Hamaniach? Hamaniach es akad? Or do you remember from Masechta Shabbos the word hanocha? Right? You put it down? So loy yilois adam, a person shouldn't chew chitin wheat v'yaniach and place it al makosai on his wound b'pesach on Pesach b'nei sheheng machmitzais, because it becomes chametz. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that you can't soak the bran for the chickens. You could put it into boiling hot water, however. Our meaning is that we don't rely on this heter, although technically the boiling hot water won't allow it to become chametz. We said that a woman cannot soak bran to take with her to the bath, but if it's dry, she can rub it onto her skin, even though her skin may be moist or wet. And the last halach in the Mishnah was that a person shouldn't chew wheat and place it on his wound on Pesach, because it becomes chametz.